It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
It's great to start our second hour, and it's really great to have on the line two people that are going to make a really big contribution to the next half an hour. Carol Amos and Mahala Christico from the new writers group in Parramatta, or in our surrounding areas, and it's really wonderful to have you on the line. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We've had a wonderful time. You do incredible work, and let's Mahala, talk about the New South Wales Writers Group. You're looking at the moment, particularly in Parramatta, for people to come and tell their stories, their memories, and provide images relating to Parramatta online. And it's a really exciting concept. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, thank you very much. We are very much honored to be together on your birthday. Happy birthday. And
thank you,
Mahala. I think that if you allow us to say, we are going to give you a birthday present, which will be later, of course, because of the COVID situation. And it will be a huge cake for all Alive 90.5.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I can't wait till lockdown finishes, as long as Gladys doesn't keep on extending it.
Yes, no, we hope everything will be fine. So, about Writing Parramatta 2021, yes?
Yes.
So, we belong and we represent now New Writers Group Incorporating, who is a group of writers from Parramatta and is inviting people who live, work, or study in the Parramatta area to share with us memories and stories and images relating to Parramatta for publication online through our Writing Parramatta 2021 project, which is supported by a City of Parramatta Council Creative Economy Grant. This is our new project for 2021.
That's fantastic. And can you just lead us through a bit more there? So you've got a grant to help you support that. So what type of activity and what sort of effort from the new writers group does it take to put on this Parramatta 2021 project?
Yeah, so a New Writers Group Incorporated is very well known in Parramatta and surroundings for all annual activities and publications. But more than this, in 2021, we have this additional project and this creative economy grant. And I think that the most important person linked and connected to this activity would be Vice President of our group, Sue Crawford. Unfortunately, Sue Crawford could not be with us today, but she was with a project, developing the project from the beginning with all the application from grant and also editing the new works coming through a submission.
That's quite a lot of activity. I know how... not difficult, but how involved it is to get a grant, but then also to be an editor of all those works must be very busy for Sue and all the team there at the New Writers Group. So congratulations to you all. Now, how does someone get involved if they're a writer or they have publication to share? How can they get involved in the Parramatta Writing 2021?
Well, there are guidelines on our website. So if you look at the new writers group-inc.com, you'll find the details there. So it's for aged 16 years and over, and the publication will be on the website and shared on Facebook. The due date is the 31st of August, and we will have book awards, which will be announced at the end of the year, and there will be a launch with readings date to be decided. Now, the pieces don't need to be very long at all. They can be short poems, short prose, and we've actually got a few examples of these that we can tell after the break, after the music piece, which we'd like to share, just to give people some idea of different styles that we're involved with. So it's looking for people with stories to tell. There's lots of support. They don't have to be writers themselves, but it is the stories that we're looking for, just to make the whole work, the project, more interesting to everybody.
Carol, that sounds absolutely so exciting. I'm nearly picking a pen up myself. When you say support, when you say support, what does that mean? So I let's just say I write a 8-stanza poem, and I think it's pretty good. Will you help look at that for me and trying to help me with the structure of it and how I can make it better?
Absolutely. So Sue Crawford in particular is a wonderful editor. She edits all our anthologies and with some additional help, but mostly it's Sue. And we've been doing a Zine West competition for the last 15 years, and it's a publication, and there's a $400 first prize for that competition. It's closed now for this year. But she does an enormous amount of work, and she's very supportive of new writers, which is where we get our title from. It was because it wasn't that there weren't other writers groups around, there are, but we were wanting to help those who were new to writing or trying to make the first steps into publishing, which is one of our main mantras for being. So yes, so if people can write their own works, and Sue will help with the editing, or if someone's just got a really good story and wants to get it out there, we just need the basic bone lines, and then we would construct the story in conjunction with that person so that it actually gets an airing, gets published. I'm sure there's thousands of really great stories out there in Parramatta, and people should share them because they're getting lost.
So, Carol, it's Darren here. Can I just write a short 4-line limerick? Is that good enough, or does it need to be a bit longer?
No. We do haiku onwards, which is 3 lines. So, yes, whatever you've got, it's just as long as it's Parramatta-based.
That sounds fantastic. So you're really trying to encourage new writers. And is that to join your group or just to be part of this fantastic initiative, the Writing Parramatta 2021?
Probably both, but the initiative is this Writing Parramatta 2021 for the grant. We need to this is one of the things we proposed that we actually got the grant for. And then if people like us and want to come and join, at the moment we can only do it on Zoom. It's free to join, and you just need to contact us. We've got a Facebook group, so people can leave us a message, or on our website, contact us there. And so it's both. We've actually lost people because of COVID, because people really enjoyed physically meeting together and sharing their works. And then sometimes, you know, there'd be a coffee afterwards. We actually started way, way back at Mars Hill Cafe, which was just marvellous because we're upstairs and all that lovely coffee and cake downstairs was just marvellous. But it closed, unfortunately. So, and now with COVID, we're doing Zoom. But we're still active, which is really, really good because we actually hit 20 years next year.
Well, congratulations for your 20 years. And we're going to take a break and we're going to listen to something that you will share after the break. But Mihaela, I know you suggested a great song. Do you want to just introduce it for us?
Oh, yes. Actually, it was Carol who suggested the song.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it has a very lovely story beyond the song. So for me, this particular song is about bringing art into our lives and bringing friendship into our lives. And Paul Simon composed this song, and it was published, and actually it was not so much listened at this point of time. And then he met Garfunkel, and they got a CD out there, but it was not enough.
Excellent. And here it is. Here it is. Pentatonix, Sound of Silence.
Okay. Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have Carol Amos and Mihaela Kristka on the line talking to us about a very important part and some really exciting projects that are coming back with regards to writing and how we can get involved with that in our community. Carol, tell us a little bit more. I was going to ask you a question, and we have some questions to ask you, but does anyone stand out to you as a memorable writing in your experience and time? Can you think of a couple?
You're talking about the writers group?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so some of our winners of Zine West have gone on to be writers. We've got Luke Carmen, who's actually one of our judges now, a wonderful young man, and he's worth following up. He's been published. And then we've got Felicity Castagna. She's also one of the Premier's Youth Writers Awards. So these are people who've entered our competitions, done well, first prizes, and gone on to do better and greater things, which we're very proud of.
It puts a warmth in your heart when you hear those great stories and the love that you have for things to allow other people to grow. You were formed in 2002, I think.
Yes, that's right. A collected number of people got together because they wanted to help support people who wanted to start writing or just take the first steps into publishing. Yes, 2002. Unfortunately, we don't have any of those members still with us, but they're well remembered, well loved.
And during that time, you've been able to establish and highlight and publish many, many worthwhile books and stories and so on. And in fact, I think one of the characteristics is probably over 30 anthologies. Can you tell our listeners what's an anthology?
Anthology is a collection of writings by, our anthology is a collection of writings by different people. So with the Zine West competition, which has been running for 15 years, it's open to everyone in Western Sydney. It's a free entry. And they're short pieces, short prose and poems. And they then go to a panel of five people and they select from that the top 30. And those 30 are sent to an external judge because there's money. There's $400 first prize and book awards. So and to be fair to everyone, we don't want to know have someone win who has been closely associated with us. So using an external judge makes that very fair to everybody.
That's a rich history, Carol, there. So nearly 20 years of the writers group and many years of that Zine West competition. Now, I know you'd like to share and read a few opening lines of entries already published in the Writing Parramatta 2021 project. Can you share a few of that with us this morning on Spotlight?
Sure. I'll pass over to Mahela. She's doing the first one.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. So the first one would be the introductory paragraph of The New Frontier of Literature. This is the title of the piece by Nathan Smith, who draws connections from the stories of old to the present in Parramatta. Here we go. The teenager sits before a desk piled with books. Homer, Ovid, Shakespeare, and the like. The room overlooks the city, revealing towering buildings of varying sizes that line the cityscape. The afternoon sun reflected on the surface of the winding river that runs through Parramatta, offering the appearance of a thousand simultaneously shimmering diamonds. Pen touches paper. A multiplicity of ideas swims through his mind. This tradition is one that connects him with all prior, one that will connect him with all yet to write. The hand moves and ink stains shape thoughts. Every so often he pauses and reflects, glances on labeled novel spines, consciousness permanently etched within the world. From ancient Greece all the way up until this very moment, in Parramatta. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I've really, I know Jim's wide-eyed here as well, and I've just got an image of Parramatta and the river there and the old bridge that crosses there on Church Street and someone in their study, an old house maybe, just looking out amongst it all. And that's really powerful prose there.
Very visual, isn't it?
Yes.
I felt, and I was looking at Darren, that I could see myself in those shoes sitting there thinking with all those books around and Homer and so on and to understand the reflection.
Carol, did you have a piece as well?
Yes, this one's quite different. This is an excerpt from the middle of Nick Leslie's story, Run to Paradise, which describes a middle-aged ex-cop showing his young work colleague the remnants of Parramatta's past and what it's like as a probationary constable to break up fights at the pubs. Okay. Sorry, I just need to scroll down a little bit. Whoops, I've gone too far. Hold on, have you got it there? The one who's gone to paradise. Sorry, we're getting there.
You've got it. I'm really looking forward to this. It sounds intriguing.
Yes, I have it.
Go ahead.
Oh, whoops, whoops.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. And while you get that ready, we'll just...
Here we are.
Oh, good. Excellent. Go ahead.
Called out every weekend to break up fights. Had a billiard ball thrown at my head once. She's horrified. Point wide-eyed to my scarred eyebrow. Nah, billiard ball missed. That was a frozen leg of lamb. She thinks I'm joking. I leave it be. Some things she doesn't need to know. There were billiard tables, she asked, looking up like she can conjure my memories from thin air. Oh, that was at the toll gate, not here at the Stallions. She snorts, thinks I'm joking again. Stallions, elbows me just below the ribs. What is the pub really called? Stallions. No, come on, really? Stallions. She snorts again. We both laugh, never been considered how ridiculous it sounded. Changed owners, name changed to Paradise. I lean forward towards her, give her everything I've got. Sing the only line I can remember, a line you'd be hard-pressed to forget. Run to Paradise. That's that one. You want another one?
No, no, well, that was wonderful. If you have one more, but I was just thinking we can reflect on that one. Bit of Roald Dahl coming out there with the frozen leg of lamb. if you have one more, Carol, please share.
Sure, if Mahala's got one.
Oh, thank you, Mahala. Go ahead.
Thank you. This would be called The Song. This is a story about a gardening group at Nolan Park in Parramatta by Geneva Valek. Nolan Park is like a little green virulent that comes seemingly out of nowhere and courses straight through. It doesn't really care what you think of it. It's quaint, darling, and to the point. It runs parallel to a massive drain bordered by a black fence with cherry spikes and has a little children's park off to the side, well used and appreciated. Smack bang in the middle of Noller is a humongous tree with giant fists that shake at the sky. The tree, like the park, is caught with time. They were in Parramatta well and truly before me and will stay there long after I'm gone. That is, if an apartment doesn't somehow will itself into existence on top of it, which seems to happen a lot around this park. Thank you.
That is absolutely fantastic. Can I just say on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight and 90.5, thank you for joining us this morning and sharing with us the experiences and how people can create images and words. We're absolutely delighted.
And can I just suggest to you both, Carol and Mihaela, that you come on later in the year, maybe when you know your awards, or maybe just after August when you have more applications and you can share more of them, because that's really great listening and I really appreciate you sharing it this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having us and sharing the word. So people just need to look up our website. If they look up New Writers Group Parramatta, they will find us and the information is all there. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. newwritersgroup@gmail.com. Thank you.
And thank you for being
birthday,
excellent.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us this morning on Spotlight. And we wish you all the best with the New Writers Group and the Writing Parramatta 2021 project. And we appreciate all the work you do for literacy in Western Sydney.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.
And have a great day.
Alive 90.5.